response to the COVID-19 pandemic is affecting every sector of society, including the homeless. While there is statewide coordination, each island's situation is a little bit different. Starting about a week ago, the state of Hawaii and Honolulu County issued policies to close public bathrooms in beach parks and small boat harbors. A grassroots homeless advocacy group, Hui Aloha, knew the impact would be tremendous. Co-founder James Koshiba says the unsheltered need those public bathrooms for water, sanitation, and hygiene.
Because we had these relationships with folks on the street, we knew that it was going to create a pretty dire situation if those bathrooms were closed.
They were closed, and what happened?
The impact that that had, the closing of bathrooms, was effectively to disperse encampments, because when you close bathrooms off and people have no place to go for washing and sanitation, they get pretty desperate pretty quick.
Where do
and
they
so,
go?
Well, that's exactly the question. Some moved to shelters, which were not designed to keep people safe and healthy during an outbreak, and some scatter throughout the community looking for an alternative. And then what you have is people that are on the move at the very time when you don't want people on the move, according to the CDC, and you have people on the move who are not able to keep clean, who are not able to wash their hands on a regular basis, and who are forced to use the bathroom in public and in spaces that were not designed for, which only increases the health risks. By closing the bathrooms, the city and the state have created a public health risk, and not just a health risk for the homeless members of our community, but for everybody.
There are federal guidelines, though, right?
Over the weekend, the Centers for Disease Control came out with very clear guidance for state and local governments on how to address the needs of unsheltered homeless folks during this outbreak. And what the guidance said was that existing encampments should be allowed to shelter in place and should not be dispersed. And the CDC said specifically that they recommended that because when camps disperse, people tend to lose contact with service providers. That's not something you want to happen during an outbreak.
The mayor did reverse course, right? He said that he would reopen the bathrooms.
The mayor issued a statement, and that was Tuesday afternoon. But still, of the 60 or so that we were able to check, more than three quarters remain closed today.
And that was a report from James Koshiba yesterday. This morning, Hui Aloha and Partners in Care are again calling for the city to observe CDC guidelines. Find out more at the Hui Aloha website. Did you know there were 4,311 people without permanent shelter on Oahu, according to the 2019 point-in-time count? On Maui, which is 200 square miles larger, there is one-fifth the homeless population, 862 people. There, the Family Life Center, FLC, has been a bulwark for people in hard times. Maud Cumming is the den mother, the truly fearless leader of FLC. I gave Maud a call to find out how this COVID-19 situation is affecting her constituents.
We're just talking about it today, that it is business as usual. We're trying not to get sidetracked and realize that we are in the business of housing people. So that has not stopped. Mm-hmm. We continue to actually increase efforts to move people into housing. And that way we make space in our shelters and also get people off of the street.
What's the awareness out on the streets?
You know, yesterday, in fact, one of our clients on the street said, "Hey, we're not worried. Everybody going crazy, but us is okay." And so they all seem to be aware of it. This morning, I saw someone with a mask on, but otherwise, that was just one person. I haven't really seen a lot different. What we are experiencing is now more people want shelter services because the parks are closed, so they can't go to the bathroom.
Have sweeps increased? Oh, right. Oh, they've got
No. They haven't. There's no sweeps going on. But it's just that the bathrooms themselves are closed. You know, so people are more willing to come in, which I think is a good thing because some of them they've been hidden in cars. We don't see them. We haven't seen them. So it's good that they're coming in because now we can service them.
Have you had a large influx of people looking for services?
We just kind Zapata had a steady stream. That's why we're working really hard to clear space in our shelter. Let's get them housed. Let's get them out there so that, you know, as people come for shelter services, we'll have space.
You know, because this is like on Oahu or other big cities, they're thinking like hundreds of people could need to be not just sheltered, but isolated, like in isolation.
I don't really see that need here. I know I keep hearing that, but we don't have large encampments. And for the most part, our people on the street stay to themselves. They interact only with their own small community. So Tuesday night, there was someone that came from Michigan. He had lost his visa or something, and he thought he'd just come to Hawaii where at least it was warm. And so we said, no, you need to go back home. Because he was out in the streets, he didn't have any money. So I said, I will pay for his whole flight. Because I don't want him interacting with our homeless population, just in case. Mm-hmm. And so last night, for $189, we got him on a United flight at 8 o'clock. Anybody that we see is new, I am willing to pay for them to go back to the mainland, even though that is not normally the way we do it.
Sure. You have no sign of COVID-19 amongst your homeless population thus far,
no,
right?
No. And I want to keep it that way. So we believe that that's about the only way that that population is going to get infected. If somebody stops by and gives them food and isn't aware, or somebody comes in from the mainland. So that's one of the ways we're trying to prevent it. We are trying to look at all aspects.
Gosh.
We're calling landlords that we work with and saying, you know, are your tenants, have they been laid off? We don't make any promises, but I've been making a lot of inquiries to the state, to the county. How can we relax the rules so that we can assist people? And trying to stay ahead of it. And, you know, families are telling us, well, now that the children are home, they're spending more money on food, so they need help with their rent. So we still have rental assistance money from all of our programs.
Are there any support services for people who still have their housing? But you know what I'm talking about. These people are just going to slide out.
We're asking them to call us, and that's why we're calling landlords as well.
Boy, am I glad you and your staff realize you're essential workers.
My staff asked me, are we essential? I said, are you kidding? What are you thinking? Of course we are.
Are they ever? Maude Cumming is Executive Director of Maui's Family Life Center, Maui's primary homeless outreach agency.